Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Real Talk Radio Open Mic with Brian and Hope. I am your host, Brian, and with me tonight is, as always, is my lovely co-host, Hope. Good evening, young lady.
Good evening. How are you?
A little worried, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, a little stressful. Yeah.
We are brought to you in conjunction with Infinite Source Broadcast Network and our Infinite Source Angel, Miss Eva. Thank you, young lady. You have a great evening tonight. You will be missed. She's taking the night off
always
tonight.
Missed. That's all right.
But we're going to have a little discussion about what's going on over in Israel tonight. No name calling, just how we see it.
All right, I can do that. I can try to do that. Let's see how it goes.
We just got to be cordial with each other. I mean, it's bad enough what's going on all around the world right now.
I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that, but that's what they want, right?
Oh,
for
sure.
They want utter chaos. Absolute utter chaos, and they don't want people to know who to support, what to support, how to support. Do you support your country or do you support the war? You know, do you let more tax dollars and stuff get funneled out and sent overseas while your border is open and, you know, our immigration is wide open?
It's about pure control.
And they want
and
people to...
We're not meant to be controlled.
A lot of us don't want to be, that's for sure.
At least I am sure no,
I'm not. There are ones that will just follow. I mean, they did. They did with the vaccine. And if
there's
room to shove and your family's threatened, I don't think anybody's, not anybody, that's the wrong thing to say, but I don't know how many people are actually can protect their family if they have to. So if they come after them, your kids, what are you going to do?
I think people have grown way too complacent these days.
Yeah. And
they relied too much on the system, and now the system's going to take.
system's going to take over.
It's
I mean, it's a reset. It is a reset. People need to understand that. I mean, Justin said it at the beginning of the pandemic. Pandemic provided an opportunity for a reset. They told everybody.
How many times you hear that come out of Klaus Schwab's mouth?
Oh, too many times. Too many times.
Every time he opens his mouth.
It's the fourth industrial revolution. He wrote it. People can find it online. It's not hard. I found it. But people called us up by the names at the beginning. And none of the big accounts would touch it. Nobody wanted to believe it.
They still don't.
Look at us now. No, a lot of them don't.
Well,
people won't get into it.
I think they're just afraid to face reality, because if they have to, then the fantasy that they had is going to be gone.
Well, they don't have to face reality. Look at the show that's put on for them daily, everywhere.
Well, see,
Look at this. Look at that.
They think it's a show.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, watch the news.
I'm not entertained.
Okay, it's 30 minutes. There's 30-minute segments, and everyone's saying the same exact thing, just different people speaking.
Yep.
But it's all the same stuff for hours and hours on end. You're not getting any different perspective. You're just getting it reworded. That's it.
Like I said before, I'm not entertained.
No. No. I'm past the point of entertainment.
Pardon me.
Mind I can have a good laugh about some of it.
80 Jesus. Degrees here.
And we've had rain for 4 days. It kind of opened up around 5, but hopefully tomorrow we'll see some sunshine. If we have some chemtrails, you know, because they can't let you have too much vitamin D.
There you go. Just call it. Go see the clouds.
Yeah. Actually, we do have some nice big fluffy, listen to me. Whoa. Fluffy normal clouds going, but, you know, yeah. I go with my freaking tongue tightness going.
I don't consider any cloud normal anymore.
Well, I can pretend. Like, I look up and I can still see things in the clouds, so those ones are normal to me. If I can see. That one looks like a fish, and that one looks like a dinosaur. Yeah.
Well, hopefully our friend from Singapore calls in this evening.
I hope so.
And is able to give us an update.
Yeah,
I'd
like to
know
if he's
okay.
Very much so. I'd like to know if he's okay. But
if anyone would like to call in and speak on the subject of what's going on over in Israel with Hope and I, you can call in at 319-527-6092. And if you want to chat with us, just press 1. Back to our regular program.
Well, it doesn't just have to be about Israel. It could be about anything. Like, we don't
right
necessarily
now,
always stay on topic. We have a problem.
I have seen just everything from 2008 to now. It's culminating that region. And there's a reason that I see it culminating there. Because of what I believe.
Yes.
It's supposed to culminate there. It's written there. It was written in a specific book well over 2,000 years ago.
Yes. Yes, if you look how it's written, that it is meant to be this way. I think it's frustrating since so many people knew it was going to go this way. Well, here
we
are. You don't think maybe
we're not supposed to stop it.
I know we're not supposed to stop it, but that doesn't stop me from just thinking,
We just happen
and I know it's
be,
the life on the earth that I'm holding on to, and I can appreciate that.
We just happen to be the generations that have to endure it.
Yeah, I know. I get that. But like we talked about, I don't think this is the first time it's happened.
Oh, I don't think so either.
I think we get
to the point
where we blow ourselves up. We get too big for our britches and think that we know better than whatever being is up there. whatever people believe it to be, because I'm not, you know me, I'm not about to tell anybody what they can or can't believe. That's just not me to do. I didn't do it with my kids either. I didn't baptize them. And I teach them what I believe and know and everything, but their relationship with their creator is theirs. It has to be theirs. I can't give it to them. It's something they have to feel for themselves. But I think humanity every so often gets too big, and then we blow ourselves up and we start again.
Very much so.
And some don't. Yeah.
The restart.
Yeah. And I know it's a controversial opinion to have. But it's how I feel. It's my belief. I have my conversations with the person above. I mean, I really do. I have many times over. There's been a lot of stuff happen in my life to make me do that.
You ain't lying there, girl.
Yeah.
Well, so, I'll tell you what. Our friend Mike is on the
line. Oh, that's
wonderful. Mr. Michael, how are you?
Oh, we appreciate you always.
I'm so happy to hear your voice, Mike.
yes. Nice to hear you, too. And so there are two. So Hope and Brian are online, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's it tonight.
Oh, okay. So I want to make sure that I know who's on the line together. Anyway, regarding Iran attack on Israel, it's the headlines everywhere in the world. And, we saw last night over 350 drones, ballistic missiles, 122 and 200 drones, and so many other missiles that they have had. And, they send it towards Israel. And the good thing that United States and France and UK and other forces friendly to to Israel, they were keep bringing down all those drones too. But many of them, they hit Israel, but with Iron Dome of Israel, which is number one in the world, basically they were able to bring 98% of the drones down. Only 2%, maybe, say, 10 or 15 at the most, maybe hit their target. And according to our correct news information, there was an airport, was some damaged, and now they were fixing it as we are talking to you all. And so basically, thanks to everybody, and there was very little damage. Only one little girl was injured very badly because of the debris of the missile or the drone that they brought it down. So except that, pretty much it was very, very good for Israel, that really no harm came. But, the War Cabinet meetings were on and on, and they have a little bit disunity right now for the timing of the response. But according to our intel, it's very possible as we speak tonight or tomorrow, Israel will give a big response back to Iran, because it's the shame of the Joe Biden. Joe Biden comes and say to the Iran Ayatollahs that, hey, don't do any attack on Israel. And then on another word, on another hand, say to Israel, we are behind you 100%. We will take care of you and anything, everything. And today he says they had a meeting with Joe Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu that had, you know, 25 minutes. And then he's complaining. He says, please don't do that. Don't do any reactionary or don't send your fighter jets to Ayatollahs. And so, you know, from one hand, he says, we will take care of you. And another hand, he says differently. So basically, at this time, Mr. Netanyahu and his the president of the Israel all together, they have to have show a bit worse, because otherwise, Ayatollah say we can do this more often, you know, to send this kind of event to Israel. So I think technically a response is coming, but whether it's medium or big, yet to be determined. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so well, it's honestly really good that the Iron Dome works so well, considering the amount of missiles that they sent over. You know, that they were not a lot of damage was done to the people. I think that's my biggest problem with everything that's going on right now, is the people that are caught up in all of this, between for what? Honestly, why does there have to be these? And I know what Brian says about it's written and it has to happen over there, but both sides are being funded. Both sides are being funded. It's like it's almost it's got to the point where it's tit for tat. Like everybody was so willing to work together while the pandemic was going.
It's all about power.
You know, all the countries got together and we can work it out, and we're going to do this together. We're going to do that together. And then now, all of a sudden, it's all up in flames.
No, that's all an illusion. It's all about power. It's all about who can control who, and who can control what.
You know,
and with Ayatollahs, honestly, you cannot make a deal. Ayatollahs can come and say, okay, we are going to be friends today, but tomorrow is going to backstab you.
Tomorrow it's going to be different.
That's their nature. But with a Jewish person, if you make a friend, say, I'm your friend, you know that you have a friend forever. That's the difference. So we have to differentiate. But, I mean, Iranian, I have no problem. Iranian, if say, I'm your friend, Iranian will always really be your friend. But I'm talking about the Ayatollah.
Ayatollah.
A different entity. So, from the country of Iran.
I have a question. Israel and the Ayatollah and the government of Iran have been enemies for ever. They knew about the Iron Dome. They knew its capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
What's to say and yet they launched those drones from their own territory, which took how many hours to get to Israel?
About 2 hours.
I mean, the ballistic missiles, I know they only take, they don't take too long, so.
One hour, yes.
They wouldn't think that that's enough time for Israel to mount a counteroffensive with the Iron Dome? It seems kind of redundant. It seems like a waste of ammunition. Or it seems like hey, watch this while I'm doing something else somewhere else, something bigger.
To me, actually, it's more towards the dry run. They wanted to do this much to see how you know, things will be happening, or how many will be going towards their destination in Israel. And so basically, to me, very much possible, and government of Israel and USA knows that it was a dry run.
Well, I know they didn't expect Jordan to step in.
Right.
I know they definitely didn't expect Jordan to step in, and there was a couple others that stepped in that they didn't expect either.
Jordan, I think they helped. Jordan, I think
there's a pop.
They know what you're talking about. I think Jordan helped too. Jordan did send a couple of their fighter jets, and they did intercept some of it, and also F-35s of Israel. Also, they brought down some of the drones and ballistic missiles. And, you know, it is to me, as a international journalist, and I read, we monitor many TV stations and et cetera. You're right. Absolutely. I think they sent their not top missiles yet, because they have a missile that it goes Mach 7.5 or Mach 10. That it goes to Israel within 6 minutes or between 3 to 6 minutes. So I was very surprised that they did not send those. I think it was a dry run for the Ayatollahs. And right now, as we see, they show that Ayatollahs, paid money to the Afghanis in Tehran and other cities, $10, I give you $10, go there and say whatever we tell you to tell. So it's a fake demonstrations, because Iranian people, we are against everything that Ayatollahs are doing. And this demonstrator, Shams, right now I see on the TV, is absolutely fake, and they pay them money. And so people go, it's like here they give us $100 to Singapore dollars. Say, go in the street, just stand up right there. I stand up. Then tomorrow they say, 1 million people come to see XYZ, for example, similar. So it's a very fake. So what you see in the TV, and most of them, it seems to me, are more Afghanistani, or there are foreign workers there in Tehran or the other part of Iran. But to me, this is not the real thing, because people, most of the people are staying home. They don't go even out to mix with these people or something like that. So we have to know that. Your listeners should understand that. These are all fake demonstrations, and,
I think he did that to provoke Israel into attacking Iran directly.
That's probably why he didn't use the big ones that he has. I mean, testing the dome would be a way to find out when and how, because Israel strike back, and then they'll strike back.
Pay attention. Biden said he's not going to support a retaliatory strike by Israel. That means no more armament. They just wasted a lot of armament with that Iron Dome, with that first barrage.
Is he going to test that theory? I know, but yeah, are they going to push that? Is Israel going to say, we're just going to do it anyways? Now you have to protect us because they're going to retaliate now?
Hope we didn't think we would be where we're at right now.
I don't know.
But we're here.
Because, Israel has a right to have a response back. Because if they don't, everybody know that. Ayatollahs, since they send very crappy missiles first, and then they will send the second wave, some better one, and the third wave they will send the big. Ayatollahs have about 1 million missiles underground, so for them, to keep sending is, for them, is piece of cake, you know. But then Israel will be get in trouble because they cannot do that with the 1 million missiles that they have. So they have to have a big response, and then, you know, let things play out as it goes, you know, because Ayatollah has to be punished. And because if they don't get punished with that, then they may do more and more and more with the Hezbollah too. And today Hezbollah also sent a lot of different kind of missiles, Katusha, to Israel. Go ahead, please, Brian, or Hope.
Go ahead, Hope.
Go ahead, Brian. Oh, there we go. Both of us say the same thing there.
I was just yeah, paying attention to my. I have a military flight tracker that tracks all over the world, and right now the only military flights that I see in the air are two American Stratotankers, or one Stratotanker and two Globemaster threes, and those are pretty much surveillance.
Is that
nothing
in
over,
East,
nothing
is
over
in
Israel, nothing over Iran.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true, because it's close. All the aerospace from Israel, Iraq, Jordan, Iran, and a few other ones, all are close. Yes, absolutely. Until further notice.
I tracked a couple of drones over Turkey, but their transponders were shut off. All the only thing that was working for them was their GPS signal. As far as their information and everything, there was nothing.
Right. Yeah, it's very weird because all the international flights to Tehran, to Baghdad, and many other cities in Iraq, Israel is also closed. Nobody travels. I mean, no aeroflow. I mean, all the if any planes, they are not going to go to those places right now until further notice.
Yeah, even the other day, I seen, just before this all transpired, I was watching State Department jets fly back and forth in between, you know, Iran and, well, not Iran, but Kuwait and a few other places, Lebanon, but none of them went to Israel, save one, and that was only one trip.
Yeah,
it seemed kind of odd to me.
Yeah, if something is happening, is either is Israel is going to respond very soon. I said the next 96 hours, we will see a lot of events that is going to happen because, you know, we can collaborate on it. It may happen as we speak or tomorrow, but 96 hours, I think, it's enough for Israel to make the final orders to come to give a response back to Ayatollahs.
And they got to be careful of their response because it's got to be big, but and it's got to make a statement. That's what makes me nervous.
You're right. Absolutely. I understand what you mean.
And again, what makes me even more nervous is Joe Biden not backing Israel.
Exactly. No, I mean, he was good yesterday, last night. He said, no, I will do everything. Or there was a little bit the day before, I think. They asked him some question, and he said, I tell Iran, don't. Ayatollah, but he should say Ayatollah, not Iran. Again, Iranian people will never do these things. We want peace with everybody, our neighbors. But this Ayatollah is just destroying not only Iran for 46 years, they're going to destroy the Middle East and the whole world. Basically, Ayatollahs are copycats of the North Korea, basically. So once you see that, you have no other choice to stand to them, because we did not stand to Kim Jong, and he become atomic power right now. He has many atomic missiles. And Iran, I mean, Ayatollahs, they have at least right now 2,000 easily. And although they keep saying, no, we don't, but they have a 2,000 atom bomb. And it's better to do whatever we need to do, say, 1 year from now. Whoever basically terminates the Ayatollahs and take care of this issue, because we don't want them to have atom bombs, will become the president of the United States. So either Biden is very soft on Iran, and we are sick and tired of him, because one time he says to Israel, we are 100% behind you, but now he says, no, don't do anything, please,
Biden,
don't do anything.
Biden is entirely too soft on all the wrong people in that region. I mean, he did leave $85 billion in tech and equipment for, who was it, Al-Qaeda?
Taliban.
Taliban, yeah.
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
And then so from what I've been seeing, he released over $100 billion for Iran. He gave them access to it. So,
right.
Yeah.
He just approved that they can sell oil or something, oil to China, and et cetera. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this man...
He just funded the war on Israel. That right there would be the war on Israel.
It's all by design. You know that. They planned on doing this and destroying the West, breaking the West.
Yeah, but now the thing is, they tried by technology, they tried by turning our own people against us, and that's not working. So now they're going to go by violence and war.
Yeah, but you got in miles of people that have been brought in for when this actually kicks all the way off. How many cells are just going to pop up and, we support this, so, let's go to war in the streets.
That's what I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. How many sleeper cells came across that southern border?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Because many of them were IRGC. They came already because we have the video
and
tape.
If Israel does strike back directly at Iran, what's to say that's not going to ignite that here in America and everywhere else they are?
But they already had it. I mean, they already put their all, as you say, sleeper cells all over the world, in London, in England, in NATO countries. I mean, they are ready. Pretty much the order comes, So the question is, if Israel doesn't do it, then there will be other chain of events will happen that, then Israel would say, why we didn't do it, They should do it. And yes, it may be a problem for all over the world. It's not only United States or Canada. They have those kind of sleeper all over. We have Palestinian sleepers. I mean, come on, today in Chicago, in the Palestinian demonstration, and they go there and they say hands off Iran. What a shame. I mean, because, all the money comes from Ayatollah to them. All the fingerprints of the Ayatollahs is everywhere for terrorism, for, to mass up countries like Argentina, the Jewish synagogue, that it has been bombed.
Well, see, that's
there.
The thing. As long as he controls that oil, he controls everything.
Exactly. And then this Palestinian stupid dumb that they occupy the country of Aryan nation, Iran, they come and say hands off Iran. No, we Iranian actually we love that attack on Iran comes. I hope sooner than later. Go ahead, please.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't understand, because I saw a lot of posts today about I don't trust Iranians, and I'm thinking, well, have you talked to any of them? Because we speak to you regularly, and that's not the information that you bring us of how they feel.
Yeah.
They don't support this. They have no support for Iran attacking Israel at all. They don't want war.
No, we don't want it. You ask any Iranian, I mean, from Canada, from your neighbors, from anywhere, they say the same thing I say. But the question is, we are two different entities in Iran. Is Iranian people versus the Islamic, you know, terrorist Ayatollahs that they took back Iran into 1400 years ago, and that's the biggest problem. And yes, they are doing that, not we. We love everybody equally. We don't want any kind of this happens to anybody around the globe.
I have a question for you.
I think
if Donald Trump were president, do you think this would be happening?
I mean, like be wishy-washy, you mean?
If he would have been president in 2020, do you think any of this would have been happening?
To be a wishy-washy like Joe Biden, no, it would not be happening. He knows. He would push this. He would send it. He would already, after Israeli attack last night, Donald Trump would already send their F-35s, including F-35 of the Israelis, all joint. They would final attack Ayatollahs, all their military installation, all their everywhere. So they then the rest would Iranian people will rise up and take care of the rest of the matters, you know. But Iranians, we don't want atom bomb. We never wanted atom bomb, but Ayatollah wants atom bomb. Yes.
Well, that puts him in the realm with Russia and Pakistan, and India, and Israel, and the U.S. And there's probably four or five other countries that have the capability to just totally annihilate this whole planet.
Absolutely. North Korea, I mean, China and Putin and the new axis of evil, you know, Ayatollah, China and North Korea and Putin. And so, yeah, absolutely. You're right.
Well, I'll throw Putin in there too. But you know what?
Yeah.
There's one other that I'll throw in there, but he's not as ruthless as the ones you just mentioned. He's only a TV actor, but he's very cunning, very sneaky, and he's embezzling money from around the world. And his name is Volodymyr Zelensky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Zelensky. Yes. Absolutely, yeah. You're right. Thank you very much for bringing that one too. That one is also, you know, is just love World War III, and you know he is trying to say, well, if you are going to help Israel, emergency approval for Israel, but why not you give us emergency too? Because we are running out of bullets. And they will come and capture us soon. But we know that NATO and France, they sent us their troops already going.
Yeah, so I had to put a little reply on his comment when he said they were running out of bullets. I told him to teach his army to shoot better.
Repeat again, sorry, I couldn't repeat again, please.
I told him to teach his army to shoot better.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe he
absolutely
wouldn't run out of bullets.
Right. I mean,
No, I think that over there is just one big money laundering scheme for the criminals running our country right now.
And so, I mean, this guy, I mean, he just wants, our tanks, our bullets, our everything that we can offer him. But how much
more? But see, that's what gets me. They are offering Ukraine membership into NATO. But they won't put Israel in NATO because it doesn't meet their border requirements. Back in 1984, Ronald Reagan declared Israel a friend to NATO, whatever the hell that's
right
supposed to mean. Doesn't give them any of the benefits that a NATO member gets, now does it? Because if that was the case, Iran would have never attacked Israel, because that would have enacted Article 5 of NATO.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, we are all together. We say the same thing.
All we can do is prepare for what's coming.
Yeah, we have no control over it. We have no say. We have absolutely no say.
No, that's apparent.
What they're going to... Yeah. They stopped listening to us a long time ago, listening to the people. They've decided that this is the way they want the world, and this is what they want. Too bad if you don't like it.
No,
you're
now
disposable.
They're going to force it on you if you won't accept it.
Yeah. Too many people on the planet, so we'll just blow some up.
Well, gee. I know a few other regimes that happened to as well. Roman. Nazi. And it didn't work out so well for them.
Yeah, Mussolini too. Mussolini.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Mussolini in Italy. Fascist.
Yeah.
Look what happened to him.
Well, they changed the
definition
of fascism.
They hung him and his girlfriend by his feet in the town square.
Yeah.
Evil pays for its deeds one way or another.
They do. They just take a lot of innocent lives with them. And it's disturbing now. I mean, how many years of war have we had to witness? Have we had to relive through books and everything else? You don't think maybe it's not such a good idea anymore, especially with the atom bombs and the nuclear bombs and the supersonic missiles they all got now?
Now they can blow you up in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, I mean, if you see the light, run to it, don't run from it, because it's better. You might
as well
get vaporized quickly instead of, you don't want the radiation. That's what they say, but I mean...
You know, I think it's an 8-mile radius above an airburst blast.
I'm just so beyond...
A 150-megaton blast.
Well,
everything
I'm in a town that's going to get vaporized.
Everything around
an
8-mile radius is instantly incinerated.
Yeah, no, there's an army base here. We have one pointed directly at us, so.
Oh, dear, I am what you call shit out of luck.
I know. I don't mean to giggle.
I'm in the Midwest, right by where most of the missile silos are. I am by an air refueling wing, and I'm also by Omaha, one of the biggest air bases in our country.
Yes,
bye.
Yes, absolutely.
But they've gutted, like here in Canada, they gutted our military. We can't even defend ourselves anymore. I mean, it's all gone. They sent it over to Ukraine.
Pardon me. See, I don't think they want to use nuclear weapons on American soil. They want to take this country for its resources and everything else. I mean, look at the resources we have here. We have become energy independent.
Canada
even
could
over
be
Saudi
a
Arabia
free
and
government, right? There's so much oil in Canada. You know how
absolutely.
So, like, we don't need to buy from other countries. It's here. But we got
to go green.
They don't
want to make it blow for 10,000 years. They want to take it.
Like, how many trees do we have in Canada that sucks up the CO2 naturally? We don't need the wind turbines here.
No.
We need to bring stuff back. I mean, a new report came out where it's going to be 38 in all the developed countries. 38, Canada, with all the natural resources we have here. Gold mine sold to China. They planned this really well, really well. Look at how built up China is and the Belt and Road going through now. I mean, that's 10 years in the making. None
there
of it's by chance. Not any of it.
There was just a leaked report from over in Israel somewhere. It's alleged that the people in Israel were told not to go to sleep tonight.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely,
yep.
I'm angry with
so,
you.
So, Michael, you're
100% heard,
right. Thank you, sir, for your intel.
Yes. Yeah, we are saying. Exactly. You are right. Yeah. So that's why, what is it? Yeah, I mean, we are mourning, but you guys are, between 6 to 9 p.m. range, you guys from Pacific to New York.
Yeah.
You're like six-ish or five-ish. 5 to 8 p.m. Yeah, so yeah, absolutely. A little bit more hours, maybe I think a couple of more hours. Yeah, you're right. That's what they said. Yeah.
Yep.
Are the Iranian people prepared for the strike that might come back? Like, how many are in the way?
Iranian people hoping that, you know, all the a strike would be their military installations of the Ayatollahs so they can be freed the rest of the country because they can go, I mean, once there's no barrack, when there's no, everything is leveled down with their missiles of Israeli and hopefully American as well too at the same time, but I don't know about Joe Biden tonight, but bottom line is
we got a report also this afternoon that as of, I think, 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon, Joe Biden in the White House went dark. So they're Joe Biden probably in his basement, but the rest of the people are probably in the Situation Room.
Right. So basically, the Iranian, we hope that is at least the casualties, but we know that, you know, if there's a little bit more casualties, I mean, we are not going to be mad because we know the future would be much, much better because, you know, Iran is a friend of Israel. Israel is a friend of Iran, and especially the Reza Shah II, the son of the old Shah, was in Israel 4 months ago. And they took care of him like a head of state, you know, and took him to all over the Israel and talk and, you know, give. And he did talk to Mr. PM Netanyahu as well, too. So since then, some kind of events, we knew that it was going to come. So now we are in that event. Chain of events are going to come. And so, very well, maybe it's tonight because there is no plane moving in aerospace of Iran as well, too. Go ahead, please.
I do know that some of Israel's missile capabilities, and they have some pretty surgical missiles. I mean, they can pinpoint quick and make sure that the yield that is delivered just does the optimal damage. If they're smart, that's what they'll do.
Yeah.
That will minimize all collateral damage and casualties.
Absolutely. And I think their missile goes up the atmosphere, I think, and then come back suddenly within two minutes and hit the target. So it's mm-hmm. less a chance that they can shoot it down. Go ahead, please.
Well, is there any
that
you would recommend?
When Israel does retaliate, that's going to provoke the Ayatollah, and you know what he's going to do.
Well, Ayatollah may send the second wave of the same event, but with a medium, little bit better missiles, maybe. But then they will strike back again after mm-hmm. the response. And then they will do it with the Mach 8, Mach 9, Mach 10, a supersonic missile. And then Israel will have no choice to use Samson option, and which
exactly.
is available to them. And with Biden or without Biden, it's going to
I'm not sure if they have it or not. I'm not sure if they have the capability. If Israel has the equivalent to America's MOAB.
Mother of all bombs.
That's 20,000 pound yield, non-nuclear. It's the largest non-nuclear yield there is. That's the one that Trump lit up over the mountains of Afghanistan. And left a real big hole.
I think I have seen some F-35 when they show there are two bigger bombs is next to the boat wings, not the smaller one, the very
yeah.
big one. I think they do have MOABs. Yes, indeed.
Wow, that's a scary thought.
Yeah, you know. They put it, and that would be all the military, IRGC, or everywhere they have to put it. Although some of the factories and they have made it inside the population, some of the SOBs, because you know to protect themselves for the future. So if it was United States, if somebody wants to make a factory for the guns or for tanks or whatever in the middle of say Los Angeles, nobody would allow that happen. You know, they can take it up to the Mojave Desert, maybe there on underground or overground they can make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they do all the testing underground now. They no longer do those
right.
Overground testing because of what they did in the Bikini Atolls and out in the, like you said, out in the Mojave Desert, and there's a few other places that are no longer inhabitable.
But I told us they already knew, so they're using population to guard their own factories and some important locations. But those are for the very, very last resort. But they have so many other, targets
too many.
That are not inside the population. The Israelis, they can take care of that first, and not only Iranians are happy. I mean, we are so happy. I mean, Iranians or all over world are happy. I mean, what you see keep showing in your TVs and et cetera, people are in the street, et cetera, or burning the Jewish flags or American flags, those are paid demonstrators. Those are fake, as imagine. You know?
There's a post just 2 hours ago. This is a person that I follow on YouTube. He's the same guy he's the one that showed me the flight logs. And his post 2 hours ago was Israel strike on Iran imminent.
Yes, yes. Is that NY Prepper?
Yes.
I follow him too.
Yes, yes.
I know, it's very weird. Very weird, we are all the same. That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, I watch this guy. He gets out some good intel.
Yeah, you're right. But we check it against every other thing. And so far, he's good. And Canadian Prepper, too, if you look at it, he's good, too. Canadian Prepper.
I'll check him out, too.
He's very good, too. So.
Thanks for the info. Most definitely.
Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Is there anywhere we can go, Mike, to get the... Go ahead. Go ahead. I can wait.
he just said nuclear forces are at high alert. Israel's strike on Iran is imminent. I need to check my DEFCON.
Yeah, DEFCON 2, he said that. He said we are in DEFCON 2 right now. Yeah.
That is not good.
Right, absolutely.
We hit DEFCON 1. It's time to go.
Right, exactly. And...
No. Well, I wanted to ask, Mike, is there anywhere we can go to get some proper news from over there so, you know, we can put it out and combat what's being shown?
Sure. It's Iran International. They have English section, too. And Iran, just put Iran INT, and it should be IranInternational.com or Iran. You will see it
before
any search engine. And then we see the Iranian TV in Los Angeles or any other news agencies that in London. And we have so many other ones. So, but those are mostly in Farsi. So, and also we get it from Afghanistan news because Farsi is very close. I mean, Dari and very close to each other. So that's why we can understand. We get all checked out. But I will give you. I don't know if you want to go to Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle is another good one too.
Okay.
That he puts for all over the world. I mean, it's kind of Steve Quayle is very famous too, and he has a talk show as well too. So.
Okay. No. I think it's important, especially with what you're saying, the people, what we're seeing on the news here, and all everybody, it's not real. So we might as well help get the real information out. I don't want to be putting anything out there that's not, true. I don't
Absolutely.
Want propaganda being shown, I want to know what's going on, and there's only one way to do that, and getting direct information.
Yes, right. Last night also they have attacked one United States base in near Kirkuk, Iraq, as well, too. But that news was not news at all. You see, although that's the main one, but we know that because the proxies of the Iran, they attacked the U.S. Army base as well, too. That's why. For some reason, I haven't seen it anywhere in the United States or Canada or saying anything like that. So
that a base was attacked. Yeah.
They like to suppress information over here.
Yeah, a little bit. Especially if it's not gonna look good for them. They have to make themselves look
hope
good.
You should be a comedian.
The trauma makes me funny.
Well, it sounds like what was David Spade in Grown Ups? Funerals make me weird.
Yeah. Well, with everything going on right now, you have to find some ways to release the tension. And laughter is really good for you. Nothing like good old belly laughing and you can't breathe.
Chaos is how I release my tension.
Yeah. There's too much chaos right now. Oh, yeah, it's like living
That's
in a hurricane.
That's how it's meant to be.
Yeah, I know.
If they don't keep us preoccupied, we can't see what the hell they're doing behind the scenes.
Well, everything's still rolling behind the scenes. They're still pushing all this
digital
ID stuff. I mean, none of it's stopping.
If they told you everything that was going on, you think you got mass chaos now?
See how much I've seen? Okay, like, it's not like I haven't seen a bit or shared a bit of information of what's going on underneath it all.
But we are in no way, shape, or form desensitized enough for what they're actually doing.
No, we're not. No, we're really not.
But that's the scary part. Because as collective society in this world today, as desensitized and programmed as it is, if what they're doing behind the scenes would shock us more than what we've already seen, holy hell.
Absolutely.
Wow. But we already
over here
know.
They want to get.
We already know most of what they're doing. I mean, look at you. You get bits and pieces like Jeffrey Epstein's Island and all this other stuff. But you're never going to get the whole story. That's the society we live in. They give you bits and pieces just enough to program you into believing what they want you to believe.
Absolutely. I mean, my relative was saying, message me and say, oh, you see nothing happen, etc. Then I copy paste from NY Prepper and send the link to them. And I said, you see, you think it's not happen. It's starting. Already World War III is started. And it's going, a new map of Middle East is going to be formed. And they haven't responded me back yet. So I guess they're watching it or maybe later. But, you know, yeah, you're right, because they give you bits of information, just a little bit in the TVs, and what they want you to really smell the coffee. But really, if you want to smell the coffee, you have to be individually search for correct news information.
Oh, you do. You have to check and recheck everything that you're reading. Like you can't
right.
just. I got caught doing that way back when I first started, you know, and I won't ever do that again. You have to make sure you're going to the proper site when you're looking for your detailed information, anyways. And you can't
see that's
go
a
over
scary
them.
Thing.
Yeah.
These people own big tech.
Well,
they
do.
Silicon
You're
Valley.
Right about that.
The
I'll give you that.
The Communist
I mean,
Party,
who knows?
China, that owns pretty much all the tech that goes most everywhere.
Yeah,
and being
I
the nefarious global actor that they are, you don't think building that tech, they're going to build something in it for them?
Oh, sure they are. Oh, sure they are.
Why do you think people like us get silenced on places like TikTok or Facebook or Instagram? Because they're controlled by that big tech conglomerate, which is in turn controlled by the WEF.
Yeah, it's partly like being on X, and I'm guilty of it myself all damn day. It keeps us in an echo chamber, and it stops us from doing anything.
Oh, your voice isn't
Why not?
On deaf ears, that's for sure. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm. People are just too distracted. You know, you have the Iranian people willing to take casualties and stand up for their country. But look at the difference. I have to say, the will of the people, the Iranians, from what's being described by Mike, is it's honorable. They're willing to take casualties to fix their country. They know it's going to happen. They accept that it's going to happen. They and still they push forward, and they welcome it.
Absolutely, and especially we give already casualties a lot from the day one Ayatollah came. I mean, we have so many executions. The Prime Minister of Iran, he was executed, and generals who they know good things, not these generals. These generals that you see in the TV, they show, first of all, they are mostly Arabs. I think from Palestine, they brought somebody, say, okay, I make you general of my army. Go ahead and do whatever we tell you to do. I mean, it's none of them are look like generals, real generals. I mean, at least, any other countries you see, the general is very, very well fed, very well dressed, you know, et cetera. I mean, when you come, they show that Ali Khamenei talks to them and said, we have to attack Israel. And everybody say, yeah. I mean, look at all their commanders. I mean, it's like their fatigue, their dresses is like values 2 cents, you know? So once you see this kind of thing, and especially the missiles that they sent last night, some of them didn't work, actually. It did not fire. So Israel knows that Iran is not ready for the long war. So in the matter of fact, so that's the good news. And so so basically, maybe they were sending close to 400, maybe 50 of the drones or missiles did not follow the
fire,
the protocols, or you know, when they started, it did not run. So it's like a Nova. When Chevrolet came to United States, I mean, one of their car making, you know, it was Nova, if you remember, it was a long time ago. And the Nova, when they promoted it in Mexico, nobody buy it. They say, why? And they understand Nova means it doesn't run. So Mexico, they didn't buy it. So same thing. It doesn't run, you know.
It doesn't run. But you have family here in Canada, right?
We have everywhere. We have everywhere.
What is the family? Have you spoken to them about what's going on over there? Like, are they getting from the Iranian people that they know here in Canada? What the sense is here?
We know that you guys are so expensive. Food is expensive. Every price, although they work pretty good, I mean, they work and they make good money. But still they're... I'm sorry to say that bitching. They're always bitching. We don't have money. We don't have this. We don't have that. Gas expensive in Canada. And, everything pretty much.
They're right.
They
have a right. You know, it is expensive here. Canada is, it's not what it was. That's for sure. You can't, you got to work like 3 jobs. Like some of these young kids, it's $1,800 for a 1-bedroom apartment. They're making minimum wage. How are they supposed to live on their own? They can't. They just can't make it. And then the foreign workers here, a lot of them, they're living 6 to 8 deep in a 1- and 2-bedroom apartment. They're just packed in there because there's no vacancy rates in our town. Like we have the lowest in all of Ontario. There's no housing.
Wow.
There's no housing for other people, and the food prices are just astronomical. It's just, it's beyond.
That's
it's
what they
beyond
were saying too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They say so expensive oranges, apples, or any, I mean, fruits generally. And when they say the price, I said, oh my gosh, because before it wasn't like that. Before it was much, much, much more cheaper. than what is right now. And I believe you guys have become almost like British, and they sell it by piece. Am I right or wrong?
By pound. But you can buy it piece by piece, but they weigh them by pound. So if you buy one apple, they'll weigh it. It'll cost you $1.49. That's what you're paying. Like, it all depends. But my advice to them would be, if they're near farmers markets at all, from spring till fall, start going and get to know the vendors, because you can buy in bulk, and then they can and store and make extra, and it's a great way to save money. I get a bushel of peppers, like a whole big bushel of red peppers for $40, and I just roast them and peel them and store them away, have them all winter long. It's a way to save money here.
Yes.
You know, like, yeah, there are ways you can do it.
Well, that's interesting.
But not everybody
voted twice.
You did?
Oh, why? Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You were
I why you're so
for
quiet.
A little while, my friend. Yeah, I thought you were just be quiet, but I said no. So why? Is that BTR?
Well,
I'm
in Iowa in the middle of nowhere, so...
Oh, okay. So
I've been booted. Yeah, I've been booted off even show, like a half an hour to go, and I got completely cut out. I could get back on.
Yeah,
this
is the second time that I had to reboot my whole page.
What
yeah.
happened to me at the beginning before we got on air? I cut right out.
Oh, yeah.
How much bar do you have? Do you have two bars or three? Or?
I'm on my computer right now. I got... Oh Lord, yeah, I got full of the internet. It's just
okay.
Goes in and out because, like I said, I'm out in the middle of corn.
Government.
Okay, oh, you're
visiting,
middle of
that's why.
Desert. I mean, middle of yeah. Okay. Iowa, of course. Yeah. I know Iowa very well.
And plus, there's quite a few. I have three TVs, three phones. Two computers running off our internet. So.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's a little bit.
It might run a little slow.
Hassling you. Yeah. And it's very weird. Last night, many parts of the United States internet was down too. Many parts of the United States internet.
Yeah. We had a hiccup.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
it's
had
very
a hiccup
weird.
Last night. It wasn't long, but it was
a lot of
hard
that
and it was.
Yeah.
Well,
very weird.
I would like to take this phone call, if you two don't mind.
No,
we
go
are
ahead.
Caller 501. You're on the air.
Well, howdy, howdy.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Brian and Hope? The Brian
yes,
and Hope show.
Yes, it is.
How's it going, Brian?
Doing all right.
Hope knows who this is. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty well. I just finished dinner. I'm a hell of a cook, too.
Well, then you ate good.
Uh-huh. So what's the next subject? I'm sure I've got an opinion on it.
We're talking about what's going on over in Israel tonight.
Well, Israel. Okay, I've got plenty of opinions about that, too. Did you know that our dear president said that if Israel retaliates, he would not side with Israel?
Yes, sir.
How can we get
just
rid
talking,
of this dude?
We were just talking about that earlier.
How can we get rid of this dude?
The legal way is to vote him out, but we're going to have
right,
to turn
right.
out.
Well, we're not going
to let us get to that point.
Yeah, I'm not going to discuss that side even further.
I don't think they're going to let us get to that
point. Yeah. He's not pro-America at all.
No.
Through his administration, he's always done something stupid. But this is beyond stupid. This is probably the most dangerous thing Joe Biden has ever involved himself in.
I agree.
I mean,
I agree.
Dangerous to America.
Absolutely. Because we say Joe Biden loves Ayatollah, Ayatollah loves Joe Biden. Go ahead, sir, please.
Do you think, this is kind of a hard question, but do you think that Netanyahu may target the Ayatollahs?
They will do it, yes, sir. Yes, sir, because they have no other alternative. Because if they, you know, it's like if somebody, push you one time. You say, hey, sir, please, don't push me. Don't push me. And then second time they push you. Third time you have to do that. And we have seen that how many times, you know, Gaza, for example, before the October 7, before October 2023, the 7, the attack of Palestinians and raping the Israelis and their people while they're asleep. So, we saw how many times they have attacked Israel, the proxies of the Iran, which is basically means Iran, it means the Ayatollahs. Ayatollahs are have a proxies and belong to them. So their fingerprint is everywhere. I mean, now Israel never attacked the embassy of Iran, embassy of Ayatollahs in Syria, Damascus. You know why? Because that embassy was a total entity, and next to it there was a building which they had operational, and everything else was doing from the next building to the embassy, because they knew that it's always going to be safe. But Israelis got reports, Israelis everywhere, you know. They have the information, valid information, and they hit that building next to the embassy of Islamic Republic of, not Iran, Islamic Republic, that's all, because it does not belong to Iran. But anyway, bottom line is they never attack the embassy. They never attack the embassy directly, and still that building still is standing, is very good. But they claim that, Israel attack our embassy, international law says this, blah, 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 so we have to attack Israel. And then they sent all the, everybody was laughing to the Ayatollahs last night, with over 350 drones, missiles, many different missiles shoot at Israel, and 98% of them were neutralized. So Israel knows that really Ayatollah, they bullshitting. They don't have really anything that they can be scared of. So answer to that, yes. Israel must and will give a response to the, to the last night, all this barrage of the missiles and et cetera. Yes, your answer is yes, sir.
Yeah, I definitely believe they will respond, but my question was, do you think they will go after the Ayatollahs personally? Do you think the Ayatollahs just put a target on their backs? I mean, whenever Trump was president, he sent a message by sending the mother of all bombs, and he slapped the shit out of Afghanistan. And then he sent a message of strength. You mess with us, and we'll screw you up. And that's exactly what has to happen to Iran, except the problem is we've got Biden that's not going to side them. I mean, if we're allies of Israel, my God, Israel got the October 7th massacre, and now they got attacked by Iran, what in the hell is wrong with Joe Biden? We're supposed to be Israel's allies. We should be the ones out there, and we've got a warship.
Absolutely.
Why? I just don't understand Joe Biden.
Why use mother of all bombs over Iran when you can do the same thing that Trump did with Soleimani?
That's true too. But you know,
if you're going to target the leadership, target the leadership. Leave the people be.
I agree. That's exactly where I'm headed with all of this. Why should we not go after the leadership whenever there's a problem? Joe Biden has not supported not one revolutionary, protests in Iran where all the people were out there protesting against the Ayatollah. And, you know, the people of Iran was expecting support from America, and they never got it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And absolutely. And Israel will go after the, first IRGC, all the military installations, and more possibility they will go after the oil refineries in Abadan and Persian Gulf area. So if, you know, if you cut off the head of the snake, which is oil, then they will realize they cannot mess with anybody else. And people of Iran already have a gas lines in Tehran, Abadan, all major cities in Lebanon, major cities in Iraq, major cities in pretty much in whole Middle East. They are all gas lining up miles to get some gas because they know something that basically the gas will be interrupted in Middle East. So even in Tehran, many cities in Iran as well, and we have a report of it. But the question is, yes, they will go after them. And right now, Ayatollahs are in a special base in middle of desert right now. And also Joe Biden is in bunker right now as we speak. So because the United States is in DEFCON 2, according to our intels. But maybe not, but is DEFCON 2. So everybody pretty much again in their bunkers. Putin is in his bunker right now and everything. So, but response for sure will come, but I say 96 hours, but maybe sooner, maybe a little bit, few hours later than that, but I say 96 hours is pretty good time. Go ahead, please.
I'd agree with that. I mean, the sooner the better. I just know that whenever Donald Trump slapped the shit out of Afghanistan, they stop their stupidness. The problem that I see that we face right now is if Israel does what we're hoping they do, Israel has to have the support of the United States because China and Russia has their claws over there. They've got a lot of influence over there now. So if Israel slaps the shit out of Iran, And they don't have the support of the United States, China and or Russia could just move right on in and just say, you know, Israel, we're tired of your crap and we'll go out there off the planet. That's my fear. So we've got a feckless leader that's actually put the Middle East in a place it's never been.
Yeah. You're 100% correct. And now he's starting to put the rest of the world in a place it's never been.
As such as Russia and Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe all of this is this big payoff for Joe Biden becoming president. He sold the United States out to become president. And what he's allowing to happen is the payoff.
100%. You were dead on, brother.
I felt that way whenever Ukraine was being lined. Well, Russia was lined up along Ukraine's border. That was the first thought that crossed my mind, that Joe Biden sold Ukraine out just so he could launder money.
Well, the Ukraine war is good for China.
One of the main reasons that Putin wanted to go into the Ukraine to begin with was because of the biolabs.
Right. I don't know if this is true, but I've also heard that Russia also doesn't have a central bank, and most of the rest of the world does, and that has a lot to do with stopping globalism. So getting rid of
new world order.
It's so complicated.
That's what they meant it to be. They've been doing this for so long. This is the end game.
Absolutely.
If we don't stand now, we lose. People just don't get it.
People may not.
Why am I seeing the United States has just dispatched the USS Bataan and 2,500 Marines to the Eastern Mediterranean?
I've got it on Fox News. I got Liberty, Life, Liberty, and Levin. I don't see any crawlers about it.
Oh man,
that's getting dangerous. It is dangerous. It's not getting. It has achieved danger.
This is
well with your southern border being open, you had to know that there was some type of invasion going on down there. I mean, there's all men coming across. There's some children. Don't get me wrong. I apologize for that. I shouldn't say that. I mean, I have seen them, but the vast majority is all fighting age men from all different nationalities.
Any video that I have ever seen of any people coming across that southern border, 90% of it is men ages 18 to 45. No women, no children. 90% of the video. And they're not walking like immigrants. They're walking like soldiers.
And there's some fat son of bitches crossing saying they walk 5,000 miles. And
well, I'm sure they are. They're getting free credit cards every stop.
Yeah, looks
they
like
get, they get free credit card by the NGOs from every stop.
And I fear that our government is the one that's supplying the NGOs.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, don't get me wrong, not just our government. There's three or four of them that are got their fingers in that honey jar.
Yeah, I think you're right. China.
I think you got China's working with the drug cartels because they have operational control of our southern border. I've seen videos of them flying drones over our southern border.
Get up.
They're working with the Chinese government to bring the fentanyl across the southern border.
To kill off our fighting agents.
Yep.
That's right. That's partly what the vaccine was to do, too.
It's a mass
because the myocarditis was in the young men.
It is a mass war at every front.
Yep.
All I'm looking for my inhaler. I can't find it anywhere. I want to partake in terror, but I can't breathe.
Uh-oh. Are you okay?
Yeah. You all right there, brother?
Yeah, you got a tickle in my throat. I can't find my...
Oh, I hate that. I live in Iowa, and I'm allergic to corn dust and bean dust.
Hey, you landed right in the right place to...
I've never had that allergy till I moved here.
All right. And so I go to the doctor, and he says, get the hell out of the bean dust.
Yeah, let you know, I went to the doctor and they gave me this damn inhaler and that thing makes me cough more than the allergy.
I'm looking for an inhaler. I used to have two or three just lying around. Now I can't find one. But no, I tell you what, this Middle East thing just really got me worried sick. Well, that breaks
up. I kind of use my brain a little bit. When I start coughing like that and have a hard time breathing, I just get an ice cold glass of water. I mean, what is water? It's part oxygen.
Well, I'm drinking the shit of iced tea. I'm sure it's got oxygen in it too.
Oh, I gotta have my sweet tea.
Yes, sir.
But we are down to 30 minutes left in our show.
Well, I think once we have the open breakout in the Middle East, the United States will never see the United States as we see it now.
You're never going to
see
that
ever again. Got the, they approved that Patriot Act again, so we got so much shit against us, and it's what Ben Franklin said. Give up a little bit of security, liberty for security, you don't deserve either. And here we are.
I like Thomas Jefferson's phrase better. Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Yep. Unfortunately, it has to be done that way.
Everybody on this planet knows anything worth having, you have to fight for constantly.
Second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence tells us we must, if we have a tyrannical government, it is our duty, and
it's our duty as patriots and American citizens to remove the tyrannical government.
Yes. It is our duty and responsibility. That's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
To remove this government and replace it with a constitutional government.
But that's why the push for the last few years to get everybody not to respect being American, not to respect the Constitution. But I mean, I saw a video and they don't even teach it, the Declaration of Independence, or in schools.
No.
Anymore. They don't talk about it. So how are these kids supposed to know what they're supposed to do if the parents especially aren't teaching them? It's one thing for the parents to talk online, and I know there's a bunch that do, and I'm not saying anything against them, but how many parents are really preparing these young ones that are probably going to have to fight for what's coming? And are they just going to tuck tail and say, nope, sorry, we're not doing it. Let us just go this way. Follow along with what everybody wants to do.
And Gen Z right now, Gen X, Gen Z, are the kids that is being taught that the Constitution is a living document and can change.
That's Gen Z. That's not Gen X.
Okay, Gen Z. That's the point.
I'm Gen X, brother.
The Constitution shall be the law of the land. You know how many times shall is used in the Constitution? Goodness. And you look up the definition of shall.
And mainly in shall not be infringed.
Absolutely. And that's what Gen Z is just losing out on. You know, it's also sad. How do you know what rights you're losing?
My daughter is Gen Z.
My daughter
is Gen Z, and I really honestly cannot put that girl in that category. She is awesome. She goes, when I was caucus captain for Trump here in Iowa, she went to all the rallies with me. She got to do interviews. I mean, this kid amazes me every day I wake up. I couldn't be more proud to be her dad.
Absolutely. I'm proud for you, dude.
There's a lot of good kids out there. There really is. But it's the vast majority of these kids that they're messed up. They can't even decide if they're a boy or a girl, and they're going to go fight, or they're going to stand up for the country and to make sure they have a better life. They have no idea what's going on right now. They're pushing that dual identity disorder or whatever it is, and they think they got five altars in the back of their head. No, it's just you're talking to yourself, dude. Like, relax. Have the conversation.
Pump a bullet of drugs.
Yeah.
And who puts the drugs at them? It's come from Afghanistan. And,
Afghanistan and China.
Yeah, exactly. Poppy seed. And we were over there before just to protect the poppy seed. If I'm not wrong, please correct me. But,
oh, no, you're
working now,
100%
you know,
right. The poppy comes from Afghanistan and the fentanyl comes from China.
Right. And then as a result, we have a nucleus of the society in United States of America and Canada. Canada, marijuana is free pretty much. I mean, you can get it anywhere you want. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, Vancouver, Canada, I know that there are many places they sell it, and you can even smoke it over there in that location that they sell it to you. But the question is, these are, you know, evil for the society. And everywhere that is, you know, crime is high, there is a place that they sell alcoholic beverages, whether it's wine, vodka, hard liquor, or soft liquor, such as any other ones that you know. And so basically, these are done by design. Because why? In many cities in the United States, you know, if you want to buy some beer or something, you have to go to 20 miles out of the city, buy it, and come back. Go ahead, please.
And then, you know, the puberty blockers, they're finding out now. Of course, we're just now getting it. They've known a long time that many of the effects of the puberty blockers are irreversible. They are destroying our kids from the physical aspect of whatever gender they are. They're killing
them. They're destroying our kids from the physical aspect, the mental aspect, every way they can get at them.
And they're making sure they can't procreate. They can't have kids, especially if they transition, unless they get an implanted uterus. Like, these people are mad scientists, and they're using the children to do this stuff on.
That's a long-term idea for test tube babies, which is genetics, which is creating your own society.
Absolutely. Well, they show you the pods. They want to grow babies at home now. What, they could just plug them in, like unplug them from the matrix, and they'll be all downloaded with the
latest
data?
There you go. Matrix are loaded.
Well, if there's any
How
ladies
fun.
Out there that wants to have babies, I'm a baby factory, man.
All right, ladies
but
and gentlemen, I am going to put one on hold, and we are going to take another caller.
Okay.
Okay.
Good evening to our caller from New York. How are you doing this evening?
How are you doing, guys? Love
All right,
the show. Sounds good. I'm just calling just to let out some steam. I'm from New York. We got a Mayor Adams out here who yesterday when O.J. – not yesterday, but a couple of days ago, O.J. Simpson died. He ordered all facilities in New York City – to hang the flag at half staff. Now you gotta understand what kind of moron does this? This is
this
what
man,
we have.
Wasn't he a cop?
Yes. He is placating to the liberal lunatic of the city.
Does he realize that OJ was convicted in the civil trial, which makes him
exactly
guilty and responsible? Wow.
This is what angers me. I got to get out of this city.
Brother.
Didn't one of the jurors
I just wanted your take on
guilty.
Excuse me?
Oh, no. There,
one of the jurors
gone,
come
New,
out and
New
said
York
that they knew he was guilty.
Mind
oh, we're all talking.
Has.
Yes. I'll tell you, they actively admit that they set him free because they want to kill Whitey. This is crazy.
Yeah, I heard that the other day. Yesterday, I think it was. I heard that. that they openly admit that it was revenge. They knew he was guilty, but
exactly.
Let him go.
And to have to have a politician side with a criminal, and then to honor him in death, it's mind-boggling.
Well, we got you got to think. I mean, Alvin Bragg still is a district attorney.
True, I agree. True. This city is going downhill.
He's not
going
to stop. If he doesn't stop Alvin Bragg, he's not stopping anybody else.
Listen, this city is going to hell. Just the other day, I came across at some protest in Times Square. The NYPD has a transvestite chief. Chief Stretchy. I think his name is Stretchy Dean. My God, I can't believe this. A cross-dressing chief.
You can't make that name up, I'm sorry.
No, I'm telling you, it's just, you know how disgusting. Listen, people can live the way they want to live. But now it's like they're embracing the weirdness.
This is why I like Exactly. Is from New York.
The Toronto police here approved, there was public nudity during Pride events here, because in Canada it's not Pride month, it's Pride season now from June to September. And they said it's okay for them to be full-on nude in front of children, even though it's illegal in Canada to expose yourself.
New York and California
Pride events,
have turned
it's
into
okay.
nothing more than a modern, New York and California are nothing more than a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah.
I agree wholeheartedly. I agree.
Canada up here.
Well, you guys listen now. Hope in your defense, you guys are just above New York, so you could, that kind of seeps in there a little bit.
A little bit. You got to jump the gorge to get over.
Well, I appreciate you guys lending an ear. I just wanted to vent regarding what's going on in New York City and the crazy.
Not a problem. We're on again tomorrow at the same time. Call in and keep talking to us.
All right, man. Keep it going, guys. We need more. We need more of the resistance. Keep it going.
We do.
I have a question for you for New York, sir. Okay, we have seen advertisement for New York. They advertise like for 2 minutes. They say, in case of atomic explosion or nuclear explosion, you need to go to your apartment, whichever floor you are living, for example, and stay there. I want to say, who the hell made such an advertisement for New York? And giving the instruction. I mean, they don't know in case of nuclear holocaust or a bomb explode right now, say, in New York by Putin, for example. You know, do you know what will happen? Everything will be into the ashes. It doesn't matter whether you go walking or whether you are inside your apartment. I mean, who the hell made that advertisement, please?
I don't know, but whoever's in charge, remember the earthquake? There was a little earthquake that emanated out of Jersey, and it struck New York. There was an emergency broadcast. There was an emergency broadcast, and it advised everyone to stay indoors. Now, think about that for a minute. If there was, let's say, an 8.9 earthquake, and these buildings were partially collapsed, they were telling people, stay indoors. Does that make any sense?
I got a question for my brother from New York. You're in Manhattan, right?
Correct.
Manhattan's a big-ass man-made island. Well, most of it is. And we all know the tunnels and the sewer systems that run through there.
Okay.
That place will sink.
Well, it'll collapse. I mean, it's built on bedrock. But you got too many tunnels underneath. So not to mention the buildings in New York City are old. They're not made to withstand an earthquake. They'll crumble.
If you get a strategically placed detonation, it will collapse in on itself.
Oh, no, exactly. This is like the perfect place to hit. A miracle hasn't been hit at all, if you think about it, just by, you know, 9/11 was like a test bed, I guess. But you orchestrate something real good with all these illegals getting in. man, there's going to be death upon death upon death here.
I'm thinking you're right.
Yes,
yeah, this
absolutely.
Is like it's the perfect place. If you want a large casualty, perfect.
These people are in no way, shape, or form ready for what's coming. And I got a very bad feeling that when Israel strikes Iran back, that's going to set off a chain of events that there's no coming back from.
Well, think about it. We let in 10 million illegals. How many of those illegals? Let's say 10,000 of those illegals are terrorists. Think about the damage. One person could create chaos.
They let in 10 million that we know of.
Correct.
But
if you got like a
unchecked, who knows what they're carrying?
How many are
they? They didn't get checked at the border. They had all had backpacks. Well, not all of them, but they had a good number of, you know, some of them were carrying a good number of stuff on their backs from those videos we saw.
Listen, after 2024, after the election and Trump win, man, the chaos, BLM, the craziness of BLM is going to be nothing compared to it.
No.
Nothing.
Yeah, no.
That's going to be
right.
A summer of love compared to what's coming.
Yeah, because now we've been invaded, and now we got all these Mexicans, Africans, and Chinese. They're ready to be in an uproar. You take away all their pleasantries and all their free stuff, what do you think is going to happen?
It sounds like I need to get my can gun.
Yeah, you gotta get all type of guns, because what's coming, get the ammo, because they're trying to stop you from getting ammo. You better load up.
Because they keep sending it to Ukraine. That's why they
22
put
long
a
is good after 440 yards.
I'm telling you, be ready. I got all sorts of illegal guns in my home, and New York State don't let you have guns. I got illegal weaponry buried in the backyard. It's buried because I know
Brother,
it's
you
coming.
Do realize that 82% of the country listens to this station, right?
Well, listen, they're going to find me. They're going to find me on a burner cell phone. They're going to find me.
Yeah.
I'm paranoid.
Accident all of a sudden? That's what you do. Sorry, they dumped over. The canoe tipped over. They're all in the lake. Sorry, can't find them. Go dig for them.
Exactly.
You got to have them.
Well,
I hope
all y'all are ready, because craziness is coming this way. Something wicked this way comes, brothers.
You got that right.
100%.
Also in California, is going to come an 8.5 earthquake very soon, by end of this this year, or maybe June,
yeah.
July, August, is because all the faults, the major faults, especially San Andreas faults, which goes to Alaska pretty much, and you know,
yeah, see,
all
my,
of them
my,
are ready, loaded
I've always
go.
Had a theory about that. If you want to end most of the liberal problem in this country, just put 3 MLABs, one at the top of the country, one at the bottom of the fault, and one at the middle of the fault. I like that fault line up. That'll take care of all of that West Coast liberals. Wow, they got everybody quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you know that California, Texas, and New York are going to be sacrificed for the New World Order, very first one. I mean, California will go to ocean not so distant, because everything is messed up, and Texas has a lot of oil there too, and the rich Texas and New York. These are the three states that they will go off right away. When,
what I'm worried about
is
any kind of a worthy weapon hits anywhere near the Pacific Northwest, near our Yellowstone volcano, that's not going to end well.
Well, they expect Yellowstone to explode most any time anyway, so there's that.
Well, it's supposed to go off every 600,000 years, and it's a little overdue now.
I'm just wondering who was alive 600,000 years ago to record it.
Right?
AI. AI.
I got problems with some of these scientific
numbers.
Yeah, they tell you to trust the science, but they tell you to trust the science, but a real scientist will always tell you real science is always questioning.
It is never a consensus.
No, sir.
No.
It is not an absolute.
Yeah, all these scientists say global warming, climate change, weather. We have a consensus. So it's not real science.
We got 9 minutes left in this show, and I'm going to throw this out there to everybody for their global warming bullshit. This planet has been changing for 4.5 billion years. It started as gas and fire and molten rock and all different kinds of stuff from space. And it will continue to change with or without human beings. We are pretty damn arrogant to think that we can change this planet's trajectory for the little bit of geological time that we have been here, and we have been industrialized for even less.
Well, here's my ideas on that.
In
too.
George Carlin's,
if it was not for complete global warming, I would be under a mile of ice in Arkansas right now.
Yeah.
Well, I think global warming is the biggest scam there is.
They're spraying all kinds of stuff in the sky. It's not that humans are doing it. Well, humans are doing it, but again, it's the mad scientists thinking they can dim the sun or stop the CO2 or suck it out with that machine called Orca that captures carbon from the air. I mean, Greenland, Iceland, one of the two. They're doing all kinds of stuff.
There was a scientist that died not too long ago. She was a meteorological scientist. But she stated just before she died in a plane crash, mysteriously, that the United States government, at the time she made the video, there are currently 150 different weather control applications around the world. And that by the year 2050, the United States government wanted to be able to totally control the weather.
I've shown her the patents. I have all the patent lists for all the crazy machines that they made. I mean, they make it snow for the skiers because, you know, they got to have their snow. In Dubai, they made it rain because it was too hot, so they were zapping the clouds. Look how that turned out. China needed clear skies for one of their annual celebrations, so they just made it happen. So if they can control it and there's droughts, why is there droughts? Just go make it rain. Whatever you got to do. I mean, you got the chemicals, unfortunately. Like, it makes no sense to me what they're doing. Like,
it makes perfect sense to me what they're doing. I know.
But I get very frustrated by the idea.
They want an instant world.
No, they want their world, their fantasy world, whatever they cook up in their heads. Oh, let's do this. We'll just get them to build it. We'll pay them some money and they'll do it. They won't question anything. And then we build it for them and we later find out that, you know, there's a mile
of
that.
The grand utopia of smart cities, unicorn farts, and fairy whispers will never work because human beings are not like that. They're not built like that. It is not in their nature.
Well, that's why they change us with drugs and chemicals. Here, take this pill. You won't feel nothing. Oh, yeah. You don't feel anything, all right? Just sit
and that's
TV
why
for 6 hours.
Science, you feel like a science experiment.
We all are. It's Russian roulette. If you don't know your full family medical history, it says do not take if you or your family has. How many people know their full family medical history? So you're rolling the dice every time you swallow a pill.
Sure.
Happened to me.
Just because they tell you that it's good for you and this is what it's supposed to do.
And that's why I have a hard time supporting a lot of the stuff that goes on nowadays, because who knows what the story is anymore. They could all be just sitting behind going, okay, let's just do this now and, you know, we'll tell them it's this. Like, oh.
It's too much. That's exactly what it is. It's a crapshoot.
Yep.
You don't know if the side effects of the medication that you're taking for your said illness is going to be worse than the illness itself, or if you're going to have an adverse reaction to it.
Nope.
But you're doing this on the word of somebody else that read a book written by somebody else.
Pretty much.
No.
And then when something bad goes on, they get to tinker with you. Oh, here, let's take some blood. Oh, here, let's just run this MRI. Oh, here, let's do some EKGs. Oh, it's not that. Okay, we got to do them all over again. Oh.
And they don't take that stuff, those stuff to people's molecules and DNA. It's not natural.
No, a pill for everyone. None of this is natural. None of what they're having
I'm
to
very
do
quickly
natural.
Becoming one of those person type of people that don't trust anything that's not natural, period.
I'm natural, and I swear to God you can trust me.
that's all of us here, I think. All of us are pretty natural here. Yeah, hold on, it gets bumpy some days. No. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. The way he said that, it reminded me, it was a movie I watched the other day with The Rock called Rampage. And the gentleman that was in it, was played an agency spook. And he turned around and he looked at The Rock and he said, well, as my grandpappy used to say, those assholes got to stick together.
Oh yeah, I've been called some names, let me tell you.
Well, all I can say is, even back in the day, if it wasn't for people like that, we'd probably be speaking Nazi German by now.
Well, you gotta have the I don't care attitude, right? There's a switch you gotta flip every once in a while, and I think a lot of people need to turn that on
that,
right
again.
Now.
That's one thing people. Two things that people just have lost the total concept of these days. One is common sense. Eva, common sense for dummies.
Yeah, Wednesdays.
But we don't have any more common sense left.
No common sense and no discernment.
That's
no.
The problem.
Because they don't teach it.
No.
And the parents aren't teaching it either. They're just not, unfortunately. Well, not all of them. I shouldn't say that. Not all parents, because there's a lot of good parents out there. But kids coming out of school, go to the universities and walk around, and my kids are not prepared for anything. They party. Well, Queens is a party school. That's known. Ask Elon. He went here, and that's what he said about our university. You want to party, you go to Queens. And it's true. Homecoming is a nightmare here. Nightmare.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have extra police and everything. Aberdeen Street gets taken over.
See, that's why I love my little town here. I can go, like, today, you go out and drive past the park, and you see moms and dads there playing with their kids. And it's like watching a scene out of Mayberry, out of Andy Griffith.
We have that, too. I can be at the lake in 20 minutes if I walk back, 10 minutes if I run full out, like, in both directions. It's an interesting little town I live in. There's 7 penitentiaries here. Oh, yeah. Government offices, a base, RFC. Oh, it's quite the mix.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are down to 1 minute left in our show, and I would like to thank all of our guests for calling in this evening. Thank you, Michael. I hope to God you will be able to join us tomorrow night again.
Yes, please do.
I do my best. Yes, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Pretty good. And we will share a lot of information. But tonight, as we know, Israel is in the highest Titan, alert. Basically, everybody again underground tonight in Israel. And they are bracing for the second night of the Ayatollah's attack. And Israeli officials say Iran attack will not go unanswered. So basically, World War III is started, and it will be going to whole globe. And it's unfortunate, but please prepare
prepare water, food, whatever you want, get it right now, please. Thank you very
much.
Yes,
sir. Thank you for joining us tonight, brother, and you be safe out there.
Thank you very much.
Brian, good hearing from you.
Good night, God. You have a good evening.
Good night. Good night,
all right, everybody.
Bye-bye.
God bless and be safe.
Good night. Have a good night.
Good night, Hope.